Okay, welcome, folks. It's Thursday, January 12th, 2012. This is the launch event for Ontology Summit 2012, the theme being Ontology for Big Systems. I'd like to welcome everyone. We have a pretty full agenda, and this looks like this will be a very interesting summit this year. If you want to bring up your slides, this will be the introduction. Nicola Guarino and I are the general chairs this year. We're going to basically show you what we're going to try to cover today, and then we'll start actually passing the baton to others to provide their input. If you look on slide two, this is summarizing the agenda for today. These initial comments, number one, introducing the launch event, the Ontology Summit, followed by remarks from the co-organizers concerning aspirations for this summit, and there'll be a range of individuals giving their perspectives from all the co-organizers, Ontolog through NCO and ITRD. And then we'll have a summit overview, program structure and vision, the discussion. Again, that'll be chaired by Nicole and I. Fourth will be a symposium overview and vision by the symposium co-chairs, Ram Sriram of NIST and Michael Gruninger, University of Toronto. Then five, support infrastructure, process, and administrivia by Peter Yim. This will be followed by an open question and answer period discussing what the community wants to achieve in this summit. And finally, Nicole and I will conclude and point to follow-up next steps. Slide three. The theme for this year is Ontology for Big Systems. It's a big theme, and it encompasses a lot, and some of which is still relatively ill-defined, but we're terming big system as a theme to cover a large scope that includes many of the terms encountered in the media, such as big data analytics, complex techno, socioeconomic systems, large net-centric distributed systems, collective intelligence, and large-scale infrastructures to support that and, of course, to support big data. Some of the key questions of the Ontology Summit this year are, what can ontology provide to support and understand big systems? How does ontology provide that? And on the other side, how does the science and engineering of big systems impact ontology? Slide four, a quick overview of the organization and contributors. General co-chairs, Nicola Guarino, University of Trento, Italy, and myself, Leo, from Overs from MITRE. Our chair emeritus is Steve Ray, and he's still a full-fledged contributor to our organization. The symposium co-chairs, Ram Sriram of NIST and Michael Gruninger of the University of Toronto. The co-organizers, Ontolog, NIST, NCORE, NCBO, IAOA and NCO NITRD. We'll unpack these acronyms and abbreviations shortly. We'll have representatives from these co-organizers talk about their perspectives. The core organizing committee is a very large committee. It's probably the largest we have had in the number of years we've had the ontology summits. So I have a pointer to the growing list of co-organizers on the committee. We also have a advisory committee. These are individuals that technically advise the ontology summit and the organizers, and this is still emerging. It's a large list typically, and it's not even finalized. We have co-sponsors, and we have a very great number of co-sponsors, so we have another URL pointing to that. In addition, we have track champions, communique lead editors and co-editors, session chairs, and for this year, a publicity chair. As the Ontology Summit continues, you'll find out who these champions and editors and chairs are. And of course, there's the participants. That's all of you and your friends, neighbors, and associates. Okay. Thank you. What I'd like to do now is to turn the baton over to some of the core organizers who will provide their perspectives on what they see the Ontology Summit this year as being about and what they hope to see accomplished. Starting with Ontolog, Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peter Yim, and I'm presenting this deck of slides from Leo Oberst and myself, representing Ontolog, who is one of the co-organizers of the Ontology Summit. So going to slide number 2, I was trying to gather some thoughts on what to say, and I discovered we have already been doing this for quite a while. We are into our 7th year of the Ontology Summit, and sometime during the summit season, Ontolog has finished its first 10 years. So we are going into a second decade of Ontolog. And looking back, I would have to say we've been extremely lucky. Ontolog is a strictly volunteered community, and I dare say it has some of the most brilliant people I have ever met in my life as members of the community. And we have thrived, we have expanded, we started with probably a few dozen people to now close to 1,000 people. And more importantly, we have a body of knowledge that really is excellent. And the contribution has come from all the individuals, these amazing individuals in the community. Just looking at the summit, for example, there's so much work, it's not even funny. I saw one message coming from Nicola to the IAOA people, and he said, I am very busy. And he sort of put very in capitals. And I laughed, and I said, that is an understatement. So kudos to all who have contributed to Ontolog, and especially to the 6 years of Ontology Summit work. We are growing older and wiser. And we have been lucky too in that members of this community have sort of over the years made a difference. I like to cite, let's say, sometime in May 2006, Adam Chaya, who was then still at SRI, presented their work called CALO, for Cognitive Agent That Learns and Organizes. A few years later, SRI spun that off and they formed a company called Siri. In February 2010, Adam and Tom Gruber made a presentation on Siri, and he called that talk an ontology-driven application for the masses. And within about 2 months of that date, they were acquired by Apple, I heard, I mean, in the grapevines, for more than $200 million. And another year and a half went by, and all of a sudden, we heard that Apple is launching this iPhone 4S that has Siri on it, and Siri became talk of town. And that's only October 2011, a couple of months ago. And we heard that they sold 4 million of those things the weekend they launched. That was exciting. And in May 2006, David Ferrucci from IBM presented UEMA, the Unstructured Information Management Architecture. And guess what? 5 years later, February 2011, we saw them on TV, Chris Welty on TV, and they just wowed the world with the Watson computer defeating the all-time best Jeopardy players right in front of us on the television set, and captured the imagination of the rest of the world. So, going back 2 years to Ontology Summit 2010, our Delphi study indicated that ontology and its applications is likely to become mainstream in 5 to 10 years. And I guess with people like Siri from IBM, I think this is on track. Going on to slide 4. So, as we progressed, I remember our first summit was about trying to get all the upper ontologists to work with one another. Then we have a summit to tell the world what we mean when we say ontology, and went on. We talked about open ontology repositories. We talked about ontology-based standards. We talked about educating more ontologists. And last year, we talked about how we should pitch ontology and its applications. And this year, I think we are facing the real challenge. We are moving from experimental systems and pilots to big systems. Besides talking among ourselves, we want to team up with the systems community as well as the big system stakeholders to tackle this together. I believe this will be a pivotal year as the world is more receptive to listening to what we have to say. Good luck to us all. Back to Leo.
Okay, thank you, Peter. We've come a long ways, and we owe a debt of gratitude to Peter for providing the Ontolog infrastructure. What we want to do next is to have other folks among the co-organizers provide their perspectives on the Ontology Summit. Next would be Ram Sriram of NIST, giving the NIST perspective.
As you all probably know that this series was launched several years ago with Steve Ray from NIST pioneering this effort. So I'm just following in his footsteps at this stage. Okay. Now, in terms of supporting the particular summit every year, and I guess Steve was supported it for what, Steve, do you remember, about 5 years or something like that? And then we have been supporting for the last couple of years this particular summit. And really the support that we are providing is considering the fact that we are getting so much from the rest of the world, actually you as a primary participants, our contribution in terms of financial and financial resources is a very small amount, I must say. But I'm glad that we could leverage all our capabilities in here. So from a NIST perspective, next slide, please. In terms of NIST as such, you probably, most of you know what our NIST mission is, and I belong to the Information Technology Lab, and our lab particularly focuses on standards, measurements, and for information systems as such. And that's the focus of my division in terms of software testing, and that's what I'm interested in terms of modeling and testing of systems. Next slide, please. And in terms of the expectations for the summit, here are my expectations, but and this is slightly modified from what we had last time around, and I think some of these items are kind of invariant in a way each time. Okay. We'd like to see some well-documented cases of the need for ontologies for these large systems and such. Okay. And the reason is that I have to kind of rationalize our work and our support to my management in a way that they kind of understand. The second thing is that we need to show that associated with that, once we have the use cases, we need to show that using ontologies will result in improved specification and modeling of large systems and more efficient methods of testing software, as my division is particularly focused on software as such. And also the other thing is to do with better analytics for big data. There's a lot of stuff which is being said about big data, and one might ask a question of what do you mean by analytics. Could mean many things. Could mean like recognition of patterns, a large amount of data, and ontologies could play general. I think ontologies could play a major role in machine learning type of activities for big data. That's just one example, and there are lots of other things you can do with that. And finally, we hope that at the end of the summit, we can identify some challenges, future trends, and potential research areas for ontologies. And hopefully, I'm not saying all of them should be NIST-related, at least some of them will be NIST-related in terms of standards and measurements of ontologies. And I am going to end at this stage. Okay, Leo and Nicolo, you can take over.
Okay,
now.
Thank you, Rob. Yes, our next speaker will be Fabian Newhouse, speaking for Barry Smith and the National Center for Ontological Research. Fabian?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Yes, thank you very much for the introduction and for the opportunity to speak for the National Center for Ontological Research. The goal of the NCORE is to advance ontology as science, to foster the development of high-quality ontologies. By the way, I'm on slide two. I should have said that. And to foster also ways of measuring best quality of ontologies and establish best practices. And another important aspect is advancing the ontology education. So thinking about the expectations, I was also looking a little bit back and just trying to see what is specific about or what is special about the ontology summit. And I think often I have problems explaining that to people what this ontology summit is. Not just an event, you know, sequence of events or workshops where people present their research, but it's always driven with a goal. And but the goals have been different for different ontology summits. We had summits where we try to overcome a split in the community and create some form of consensus. For example, with the or when we discussed the upper ontologies, or the notion what is an ontology, that was, I think, the first meeting we had. And then other summits were more focused on a specific challenge that could be a technical challenge, like the Open Ontology Repository, or a non-technical challenge like the education. The perceived problem of getting well-educated ontologists out there in the marketplace. So and then we had summit had at least one summit which was specifically there to involve another community which was focused on standards. And I think this year's summit has both aspects. It's about a technical challenge, namely what do we do with big systems, but it's also an outreach aspect because, as Peter said, we recognize that this is something where we need to get involved the systems community. So my expectation or our expectation of ENCORE is mainly, again, that we have a good communique, which is also something which differentiates us from just a sequence of workshop, and that the communique answers the following questions. Are there problems with big systems or concerning big systems which solution could or should involve the ontologies? Well, could means potentially contribute something, and the should is there, well, maybe there's something, there are other solutions which are even better than ontologies, then we shouldn't use ontologies, obviously. So, and assuming that there are problems, and that's obviously the assumption that underlies the decision to have this sequence of events, what type of problems? We need to characterize the problems, and it would be great if we could specify the roles that ontologies play in the architecture of the solutions. And there are different ways of how we could answer these questions, and case examples would be one way of doing it, but ideally I hope that we are able to abstract from specific examples and can characterize the solutions that we're talking about in a more abstract way than just giving case examples. And other expectations for the ontology community is that we have an opportunity to learn from the system community, which I think that is going to be very fruitful. And finally, the Ontology Summit might or will hopefully serve as an incubator for collaborations, as happened before in previous summits. So that's all from my side. Back to you, Leo.
Okay, thank you, Fabian. Our next speaker is Mark Musin of Stanford University, who will be speaking for the National Center for Biomedical Ontology. Mark?
It's really exciting to have this opportunity to introduce yet another summit. I think the National Center for Biomedical Ontology has been involved in these summits for as long as we've been around. We are a federally sponsored organization with a variety of contributors in different locations, all committed to the idea of promoting and developing technology to facilitate the use of ontologies in biomedicine. Let's go to the next slide. So the National Center of Biomedical Ontology has a mission to develop computational infrastructure for the management, dissemination, and application of ontologies in biomedicine. Many of you are aware of the BioPortal Ontology Repository, which has about 300 ontologies in its housing, essentially all of the ontologies that are used in the life sciences and in clinical medicine, as well as a number of controlled terminologies as well. And we have a number of services that we offer that use those ontologies to annotate data, to retrieve data, and to facilitate a variety of analyses that are important for experimental work in biology and medicine. And since their inception, as it says on the slide, the ontology summits have really addressed issues that are always of central importance to NCBO. And the idea of big systems and big data are really so central to what we do that it's just really exciting for us to be part of the summit this year, because I think what will come out of it will be of great value not just to our community, but to obviously all the communities who care about semantic technology. Next slide. In biomedicine, there are just more data than we know what to do with. And this is actually a montage that I've stolen from Carol Goebel, who started to put together some of the very large data resources on the web that are important for work in biomedicine, particularly in genomics. And the Genontology at the center represents one piece of this web, But all of these resources that store genomic information for a whole wide range of model organisms are just typical of the kinds of data centers that are accumulating information and where it's impossible to make sense of all these data without structured mechanisms, and where ontologies are obviously incredibly central. And so given what's happening on the in the area of the life sciences, and next slide, and what's happening in the area of clinical medicine, it's just really important for the idea of big systems to sort of permeate everything that we do. As I said, in the life sciences, it's just routine for experiments to just generate gigabytes, sometimes terabytes of data, just without even experimenters thinking about it. And what's happening in clinical medicine is a situation where the new incentives for meaningful use of electronic patient records are suddenly making data available from patient encounters in every healthcare setting, making data available in large pools of information across healthcare settings, and creating enormous demands for us to be able to use ontologies to be able to manage this enormous amount of information. And so everyone right now in my community is struggling with mechanisms whereby ontologies can provide the kind of structure and organization necessary to deal with all this this avalanche of information. And I should add that certainly in biomedicine, the ontologies themselves represent big systems. SNOMED, the systematized nomenclature of medicine, which is increasingly being advocated as a standard ontology for dealing with all the information available through electronic patient records, itself contains almost 500,000 terms. And just the whole idea of an ontology of that size is mind-boggling. The idea of being able to manage and maintain and perform quality assurance on an ontology of that size is just absolutely amazing. I'm not suggesting that people have actually done it all that successfully, but it's where the world obviously needs to go. And I think this notion of data overload, the notion of information overload in medicine, and the notion of just enormous ontologies as they play out in biomedicine, for all these reasons, makes the topic of this year's summit very important to NCBO, makes us want to contribute to the summit in strong ways, and also makes us very eager to obviously find out what we can learn from everyone who's participating in the summit this time around. So I'll stop there, and thanks, Leo, and back to you.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Okay, our next speaker will be Nicola Guarino. From the perspective of the International Association for Ontology and its Application. Nicola?
Okay. So, hello, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here, and on behalf of the International Association for Ontology and its Application, I really wish to wish all the best to this summit. And let me say a few things for those of you who are not familiar with this association. What the mission is, and this is the first slide. So the mission of the IOA is to promote interdisciplinary research and international collaboration at the intersection of philosophical ontology, linguistics, logic, cognitive science, and computer science. So really interdisciplinarity is one of the key aspects of this association, and of course we want to promote the various applications of ontology engineering and ontological analysis in conceptual modeling, knowledge engineering, knowledge management, information system development, library and information science, and scientific research in general, including semantic technologies, of course. So, let me say a few things more concerning the key aspects of our association. This is slide two. Well, first, interdisciplinarity is the fact I mentioned already. The cooperation between academy, industry, and communities of practice. For instance, Ontolog is a community of practice. And while the IOA is an association, okay, there is a slight difference in this. And then scientific authoritativeness. it is also a major strength of our association, and this allows us also to contribute to establish a program focusing on education. Openness, this is every process is an open one, democratic, and believe me, this is not easy, really not easy, because being open and democratic and transparent means we have to go on through complicated procedures to make sure that everything is fair and open to everybody and with the clear protocols and so on. So this is not easy to realize, but we really believe that it's kind of unique for the IOA to exhibit all these aspects. And last but not least, the legal status is the fact that we have an official status recognized by the law allows us to give an institutional, formal value to the things we do. Indeed, speaking of this institutional aspect, I have the pleasure to announce that starting with this year, IOA contributes gives an institutional flavor to the Ontology Summit, being a systematic sponsor of the summit. This in a sense, has been a result of a discussion within the original founders and organizers of the Ontology Summit in the attempt to guarantee the continuity in time of this initiative and also to present it as a genuine international initiative despite of the fact that in the past most of the activities and the participation has come from the US. Now a few wishes specifically concerning the Ontology Summit 2012. First of all, we really hope that also through the involvement of the IOA we shall increase the international participation to this summit. Indeed, there is an interesting and nice trend in this sense. And also, this is just maybe a personal observation. The topic we decided for this summit really marks a difference with respect to the past. It really marks the fact that applied ontology is becoming mature, as already Peter underlined while showing some actual industrial results, is becoming mature, possibly showing that not only ontologies are useful for achieving interoperability among information systems, but even more, ontology and ontological analysis and the research on ontology can become a tool to really understand big complex systems. So not just, facilitating the connection between these systems, but just helping people to really understand the complexity of the systems behind us. Going beyond just the information system component, but also including, for instance, the social component and the environmental component, the physical component, and so on. So, ontology in the large. Finally, this is the last slide. Remind you that for several years now we have a journal, an academic journal, whose editors are Mark Husen and myself, published by IOA Express. In 2011, Applied Ontology as a journal was finally indexed by ISI and all the major citation services, and this is really a an important milestone we have achieved. And this is another way, another opportunity for the community to have an archival journal which really marks how science in these fields and applications evolve. And as usual, we shall publish the communique on the Applied Ontology Journal after the end of this summit. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Nicola. Our next speaker is actually not physically present, but was able to provide a soundtrack. The soundtrack is from George Strawn of the United States National Coordination Office, which is for the Networking and Information Technology Research and Development Program, NITRD. And I think that Peter will activate the sound file.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. The National Coordinating Office for the Federal Interagency Networking and IT Research and Development Program is pleased to be part of this year's Ontology Summit with its focus on large systems. An increasingly important area of IT research goes by the name big data, where big can refer to number of bytes, degree of heterogeneity, and or other measures of complexity. And data-intensive science is one component of big data research. High-energy physics, astrophysics, biological environmental sciences are examples of disciplines that are undergoing fundamental changes due to our ability to create and save massive amounts of data. The federal science agencies are currently redoubling their efforts to support increased understanding of how to manage and use these vast data resources. Thematic technologies have already shown promise in contributing to this task. So I'm glad to see this year's summit focus puts a spotlight on large systems, as this could be an important dimension of discovery in this relatively new activity. I'm looking forward to seeing what directions our discussions take and what conclusions we may reach. By the way, this administration is fond of challenges, so keep an eye peeled in case a big data challenge is offered to the public. Thank you very much.
Thank you, George and Peter. Next, folks, what we'd like to do is talk a little bit about the structure of the summit, provide a overview, and give an indication of our vision. So if you want to bring up the next set of slides, these are prepared by Nicola and myself. Slide two. An Ontology Summit Overview. We had an earlier planning session back in December where the community and then subsequently the organizing committee members brainstormed on the choice of theme and how best to frame the issues involved. You can actually see many, many suggestions that were made. Most of these were made actually prior to those discussions we had in December, but I think that there's going to be additional ones being added. We maintained, even within the organizational the Ontology Summit organizational distribution list, a very intensive discussion that we're shortly going to be extending to the larger community about aspects of this summit. So given that input initially, we decided to focus on the theme of ontology for big systems. And if you're not familiar with the Ontology Summit, the way we structure that is it represents a 3-month-long virtual engagement by the community on the theme, and this year's theme is, of course, Ontology for Big Systems. It's culminated by the workshop and symposium at NIST, typically in March or this year in April. But it's really a extensive series of sessions through the 3 months, discussing different aspects of the theme, subdivided into tracks. So what we want to do is explore, identify, and articulate how ontological methods, ontological analyses, and ontologies can bring value to the various disciplines required to engineer and support big systems. So the main goal of the summit this year is to bring together and foster collaboration between our community, the ontology community, but also the systems community, participants that are embracing ontology and dealing with ontology, and in fact there's a common membership between ontology community and systems community. And in addition, the stakeholders of some of the big systems, they're interested in finding out how ontology can provide assistance to them, and of course we want to learn from the systems community and the stakeholders. Next slide, 3. The structure of the Ontology Summit consists of multiple tracks led by track co-champions, and typically we have 1 to 2 virtual sessions per track. This year we think we'll have 2 virtual sessions per track, and the session chairs and session presentations and panelists will explore the issues and lead the discussions in these sessions and on the distribution list, where we hash out a lot of the issues and provide discussion amongst ourselves, including the systems community and the shareholder community. Under the guidance of designated communique lead editors, the track champions will, in addition, collaboratively compose and co-edit the joint communique, which will be affirmed by the entire community. There'll be drafts written through the course of the 3-month virtual session of the summit, and it will essentially culminate the Ontology Summit in a 2-day face-to-face workshop and symposium at NIST. And at that point, we will confirm and affirm the communique that has been written. Slide 4 just revisits an earlier slide that shows you the theme for this year and some of the key questions. I'm not going to dwell on that, but it's just a refreshment. The next slide is slide 5. The way we're structuring it this year, we have identified 4 tracks. These tracks are a little bit amorphous, and we found in our discussions among the core organizers so far that certain topics actually fall under more than one. And in fact, there may be some cross-topic chains that apply in different aspects across these tracks. So what we hope to do here in the next 3 months is to focus our sessions and describe what these tracks really are, and where there are some cross currents to identify those. So right now we have large scale systems engineering, and we're defining this as basically an interdisciplinary field focusing on complex engineering projects, how they should be designed and managed over their life cycles. Of course, this includes requirements gathering, analysis, architecture, design, the actual production process for the system, and its integration with overall business processes, and obviously includes testing, evaluation, and maintenance. The second track is large-scale engineered systems. So these sound very similar, but we think that the focus is different. Under large-scale engineered systems, we want to focus on the actual structure of complex systems, including the nature, function, and behavior of their various components, and these range over not just software, but physical, technical, social components. There are mutual relationships, but also including integration and interoperability issues. So we may be interested in data federation and interoperability aspects. We think that probably falls under primarily large-scale engineered systems. It also involves the study of the global behavior of such systems, resulting from interactions with the users and, of course, the external environment. It could be the legal environment or the business environment. In some cases, both, including the government, the environment of the government. So the third track is our challenge track, focusing this year on ontology and big data. So we initiated a challenge track basically last year at the Ontology Summit to focus on things that are a bit maybe in the future, that are prospectively a larger challenge for our communities. So ontology and big data is our challenge this year. We've already had considerations and discussions about maybe making ontology and big data the theme for ontology summits for next year, for 2013. We're still open to that, and there may be an actual challenge, meaning a competition, that emerges. It may be the case that NIST is interested in that, and perhaps George Strawn and various others. So we're not quite sure what the structure of 2013 will be, but this is a way of addressing in a track issues about large-scale data mining and knowledge discovery, and the ability of ontologies to provide support for those. Finally, the fourth track is large-scale domain applications. There's a range of these. We're all involved probably or aware of very large-scale systems where the applications may be in the emerging electrical grid, smart grid, maybe as in biomedicine, as Mark Musin discussed, the pharmaceutical, astronomical, physical science communities, large emerging domain applications, collective intelligence, including analytics for that intelligence across many different domains, social networking, what's called net centricity, large-scale knowledge management, making data and systems available to not just thousands of users, but potentially millions of users. And then complex social technical systems, government interactions, social, cultural systems, legal systems, and of course cloud computing and cloud infrastructure. Next slide. A little bit about the program structure, the tracks and sessions. So the organizing committee has really undergone this intensive distribution list interaction in the past week or so on how to frame the discussion, and it's been very intense. And we hope to bring that intensity to the larger community after this kickoff, where the discussions can become really extremely interesting, challenging, and end up providing us with much more detail that we can make more concrete, perhaps in sessions, dedicated sessions within tracks, where we have panelists and presenters. So we're in the process of collaboratively aligning these proposed sessions into tracks and identifying track champions. We're going to have another organizational meeting tomorrow, and we hope to have some decisions made. Some sessions are cross-track by definition, as I mentioned, so addressing issues both in systems engineering and engineered systems are focused on large-scale applications that cut across tracks. So that's a challenge in its own right, but we don't want to exclude those cross-cutting sessions and topics. We think they're equally important. Big data is the challenge focus this year, but all tracks really need to address the large-scale data management and interpretation. This is one reason that we're considering big data as a theme in its own right for perhaps next year. But this year, we want at least to begin the process as a challenge. And then, of course, there's additional interest, such as expressed interest in starting to explore ontology quality evaluation and metrics within context, within engineering context, system engineering, and various aspects of engineered systems. This in its own right is probably a large enough theme or topic to be a major theme for a future ontology summit, but we want to make sure that we begin that discussion here, and several folks have expressed interest in having a session devoted to that. Slide 7. Our vision is that we want to aim towards producing really a set of recommendations describing how ontologies can create an impact on big systems. It's also the case that the engineering community, the systems engineering community, and the big system application shareholders out there, stakeholders, they can provide us lessons to how ontology can assist them and what kind of foundations and tenets they can provide that can assist us. So it's really a conversation. We will try to provide illustrations where ontology techniques have been or could be applied in domains ranging quite radically over many, many application areas. So bioinformatics, for example, electronic health records. As mentioned, electrical grid, the smart grid that's emerging, but also manufacturing supply chains, earth and environmental applications, electronic science that's generating huge amounts of data and have many systems that are growing in size and have to interact. And, of course, cyber-physical systems where not just software, but actual physical alignments between hardware, software, and humans are emerging. And, of course, electronic government. We will engage the systems community so that ontology community also learns from them. We want to make sure that this is understood, that there may be multiple communities involved in this ontology summit this year, but we're all embarking on the same path where we learn from each other, and we try to address the issues dealing with ontologies for big systems. Okay, thank you, folks. We'll shift now to the symposium co-chairs, Ram Shriram and Michael Gruninger, who will provide a symposium overview and vision. Ram and Michael?
Thanks, Neil. This is Michael Gruninger. I'll be doing a little presentation on behalf of Ram Shriram as co-chairs of the symposium. Some of the things I'll be saying have already been said, and some will be said again, so I'll try not to be too repetitive. I just want to kind of clarify, particularly for a lot of the people for whom this will be their first ontology summit, that the word symposium actually really applies to the 2 days of the physical face-to-face workshop and symposium, which will be held at NIST, which is in Gaithersburg, Maryland. It will be a 2 day workshop symposium. And it's really the culmination of, as people have said, of a series of virtual sessions that will be held every Thursday at this time, starting next week. We actually have two possible dates here, which we haven't quite finalized. We will be finalizing this hopefully within the next week or so, either April 12th and 13th or April 23rd and 24th later on this spring. And again, because this is kind of the culmination of the of all the different work that will be done in the virtual sessions, there are a few things that are a little bit distinct about the symposium. First of all, as people have already mentioned, one of the outcomes of the entire ontology summit is what we call a communique, which will be a document that will be assembled by a chief editor and contributed by the different track champions. In the early years of the Ontology Summit, we kind of fell into a trap of wordsmithing at the symposium. The last couple of years, we have been much more successful due to very strong editors, and we intend to have the communique substantially completed several weeks before the face-to-face symposium at NIST, so that we do not waste valuable face-to-face time doing the kind of wordsmithing and crafting of a document. Typically, the structure of the symposium will involve the various track champions presenting the work that has been done within the track, kind of allowing a little more bandwidth, particularly for ideas that maybe have not been able to make it into the communique. And so we'll have various reports from the different track champions. In the past few years, we've also had a panel, a collection of people, and the nature of the panel, the topic of the panel is something that typically kind of arises dynamically as the virtual sessions progress. So we hope to have that again this year. There has been suggestions of having a keynote speaker, but again, we'll be kind of deciding this as the different tracks evolve. Now there will be the possibility of a remote participation within the symposium, but one of the other kind of side effects and the benefits of the symposium, the face-to-face part, is that it really enables a lot of interaction, a lot of networking among people. Sometimes this is the one time all year when we actually meet face-to-face as opposed to virtually over Skype. And a lot of other interesting discussions kind of are triggered by both the topic, but also the discussions that arise during the face-to-face. Let's see here. I encourage everyone to physically attend the symposium in April. And to actively engage with all the different tracks. I don't want to say too much more because I think a lot of these other things I'll be saying, are going to be covered in the next slide deck, which is the administrivia and next steps. Unless Ram, there's something
you did a great job. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Peter will now talk about the infrastructure process and administrivia.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
If I can find the slides. Okay. So moving on to slide 2. So the single most important link would be the Ontology Summit homepage. And the link is here and clickable. So if you manage to forget, find the stack of slides or go to the Ontolog Wiki homepage, and I believe links to this page is all over the place. Slide number 3. The conversation and discussion space, workspace, essentially would be our mailing list. We have a special mailing list called Ontology Summit that provides people with the facility to do asynchronous discussions. So if you are interested in the proceedings, make sure you are subscribed to the mailing list. Of course, if you respond to any of the events, like if you are registered for today, then I would have subscribed you to the list. But some people don't register their attendance, or and I wouldn't know. Or if you went in to the wiki and added your name, then I probably don't have your email address, or I wouldn't be able to subscribe you. So make sure you are subscribed to that list. There's a link which provides the details on how to get subscribed. Track champions will be identified fairly soon, hopefully tomorrow, and they will start the discussions, thread the discussions, and they will moderate the discussion threads on the mailing list. I should warn everyone first that this is a very high traffic list. I mean, we all got overwhelmed, I mean, just at, by the organizing committee list, let alone this discussion list for the summit. Every year around this time, people start asking, how do I save my inbox or something like that. So be ready to reconfigure your default delivery mode, which is delivery of these messages to your inbox, to something like maybe setting up the filters so that you can put them away on a special folder so that you can go to them when you have a little bit more time. Or if you don't plan to contribute but you want to monitor or observe, then a digest mode would be useful. There is even a no mail mode in the mailing list. Although that would be, I mean, if you are on the no mail mode, you'll have to go to the message archives to look at the exchange. All the messages go into an HTML archive, generally like within 15 minutes of the post. So one method is to just go to the message archive if you're just monitoring the outcome or the discussion. Going on to slide 4, there will be working pages on the wiki. So this would be sort of the collaborative authoring workspace. And you can see the link. We don't have those pages up yet because we have yet to further refine how to frame the discussion, but maybe after tomorrow they will be in place and they will be announced at the next session. There will be community input pages and there will be synthesis pages for each of the tracks. And of course, community input pages are places where we welcome everybody's contribution and edits. And then there will be synthesis pages where track champions will use to sort of synthesize and consolidate and reduce the flood of information into meaningful work pieces and deliverables. So when you see synthesis pages, they should only be edited by the track champions. So if you have suggestions or wanted to change things on those pages, write to your track champion. Going on to the next page, slide number 5. There is I provide a link to the event calendar here. We don't have a lot of events outlined yet, but after tomorrow and progressively, the organizing committee will be posting more and more information on each Thursday's sessions. And I guess Leo mentioned that earlier, these will be Thursday sessions, and they're generally 2 hours. And so you should look out for the announcements on the, of course, on the Ontology Summit mailing list. There's a wider list called the Ontolog Invitation, which is the announcement list for all events that are hosted on Ontolog, whether they belong to the summit or not. And then there's a news and announcement section on the Ontolog Wiki. All these are places where you could sort of be looking out for events that you'll be specifically interested in. If you're part of the community, you don't even have to register, but you can just go to the wiki and add your own name. If you are not already part of the community, it would be best if you email me. That way I could subscribe you to the right list and so on. Slide number 6. This is the last page. So if you have any questions, feel free to contact the track champions, the summit chairs, or email me anytime. So,
thank
that's
you,
it.
Peter. Okay, I guess at this time, we'd like to open up a more general discussion. Have a question and answer period with the community. What I suggest is that you raise your hand in the chat room, and if you have comments or questions, try to address them to all of us, I guess, but if you feel that it's to one person in particular, please let us know who you'd like to answer. But now we'd like to open it up for discussion, question and answers. Any comments?
Maybe let's cue. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, let's cue people up so that we could, so if you have a comment or a question, could you press the hand sign now, the hand icon? Then we can go through people one at a time.
Okay, and you'll have to unmute yourself. I think that's
Star 7. Star 7.
Star 7.
On the phone.
Aaron.
Hi. My sort of general comment, and it has a question in it, regards the big data issues. Currently, I'm working on moderate data sizes in text processing, but I can see that it's heading towards the big data sizes, and the area of challenge for me really comes down to the model-based versus ontology-based versus data modeling or data engineering approaches. And I haven't seen a lot or enough work addressing those factors and how they integrate together. Track areas or notes or assessments, making that information easier to get to would be really valuable. And it's an area I'm highly interested in. So, if anybody does want to collaborate or communicate on those areas, I'm very actively working and involved in trying to solve problems in those specific areas.
Good, Aaron. I think that is an interesting topic, and you might even consider, phrasing a session, providing a description of a session where you'd like to address those topics.
Okay.
And in the chat, folks, weigh in if you're interested in topics that are brought up, mentioned by various people. So Aaron's topic, let us know about it, and we start the collaboration this way. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks.
Do we have anyone else that would like to make a comment? If so, press that raise hand button.
Okay, while people are pressing the button, there's one person who is still recognized as anonymous. If you find the button at the top center of the chat window, next to like actions, files, vote, settings, if you click on settings, you can change anonymous to your own name. So please put your own name there. Otherwise, we wouldn't know who you are.
Okay, it looks like Todd, do you have a comment? Star 7?
You are now unmuted.
Hi, Leo. Thank you. I guess I'm directing my comments back to Arun, assuming he's the one who was just speaking prior to this. Arun, I sent you a little something in the chat box. I believe all of those items that you brought up should be addressed, hopefully, in the large-scale systems engineering track. In particular, hopefully what we will see out of this is that ontologies really are the models you need to build, and that's plural there, to cover the various aspects involved in the engineering processes and the things that are being engineered. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Rosario? Star 7? It's on mute?
Yep. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, okay. Hi. To Todd, I very much agree with that, and I would be very interested in exploring the model-based approach to ontologies. The other issue that I would like to highlight as a practitioner, I encounter over and over again the issue of the usability of the ontologies, the fact that these very large structures need to be somehow understood. They need to provide a mental image to the practitioners that may not be ontologists. They may not be knowledge engineers. So I'd like to see these aspects highlighted at least in the domain track, because I think it's the main obstacle that I find in order to really, convince people to use ontologies versus some other types of models or just straight-up database schemas.
Okay, yes, that's a great suggestion. You might consider framing that in terms of a session devoted to the topic, in fact. It may be within the track, the large-scale domain application track, but I think many of us would be interested in that.
Absolutely.
If
anybody else is interested in working on that, I'm willing to really spend time on this.
Okay, great. Yeah, so please weigh in either today, folks, or on the distribution list, which will be opened shortly. Okay, thank you, Rosario. Giancarlo, I see your hand raised.
Peter here, may I say one thing? The distribution list is already active, although some of the people here may or may not already be on that list. So if you are on, you should know, because you probably did receive the announcement of today's event through a message with the Ontology Summit prefix. If you didn't, then you're not on the list yet. You can either subscribe yourself as described, or if you ran into trouble, send me an email.
Okay, great. Thank you. And a reminder, folks, I think Nicola has put in the chat place, in the chat room. If you make a question or a comment, it's good to also reflect that in the chat so that we have a record. We're recording the call, but having a textual record of your comments, that's important too. Giancarlo. Star 7. Giancarlo, maybe your local phone is muted.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, great. So I was doing it on Skype. Didn't know if I had to do something different. Anyway, so my comment will be to the issue raised by the three previous speakers. I agree this is a very important topic. I'd like to raise attention, and perhaps this is something we can make more explicit in the structure of the tracks and the sessions. The issue of engineering large-scale systems, what we'll see very often is the fact that we won't have one single language or methodology as well, but a constellation or federation of language, methods, and so on. So this has been in the system area. This has been addressed by different aspects of a model-driven approach, so transformations, method engineerings, explicit meta models and meta model relations, and so on. What I think would be worth to emphasizing is that having an approach based on multiple languages and methods raises the semantic interoperability issue to the meta level, let's say. So we are dealing with semantic interoperability of models which happen to be language and method meta models. So this is something which I think would fit quite well in this track.
Okay, good idea, Giancarlo. You might want to mention that in the chat too.
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay, great. Let's see, Rosario, your hand is still up. Do you have a comment?
No.
If not,
okay.
I think if you select the raise hand again, it'll go down. Your name will be removed from the queue.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Same
Giancarlo for you. Doug, we have a comment?
Yes, it seems that we're talking about ontologies at like three different levels, which should be done separately. An ontology of the development of ontologies, an ontology of the use of ontologies, as well as ontologies of the separate domains. So doing each of these should really be considered separately, and people have verged on this, but several times it seems that people are like connecting multiple levels of these things, and they should be considered separately. That's all I have to say.
Yes, that's a good point. I'm sure that we are in fact doing that. So it may be useful to clarify those distinctions. Thank you, Doug.
Okay.
Nicola. Star 7.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let me just answer to the previous speaker, who was Rosario, I guess, right? To me, who was that? Sorry. On the distinction between ontology of development of ontologies, ontology of the use of ontologies, ontology of the of domain. My feeling is that now we are going to mainly focus on the ontology of domain. This is my feeling. In the sense that in the past, for instance, last year, we discussed in many cases how to use ontologies and the various way we can use ontologies and so on. My feeling is that a major change of focus in this summit is to really talk about the ontology of domain, where the domain is a big domain, is a complex domain, and it is the domain the systems we are building and the whole methodology of building systems. But anyway, this is one comment. The other comment I wanted to make concerns the third track we identified, this on big data. I had the feeling that we didn't get much contributions right now, until now, on that, concerning that track. Everybody, you know, wants us to also focus on big data, but I believe we have to maybe be more active, look more carefully at people who are into that business, for instance, people doing data mining, data analytics, and these things, and really make sure to get them, to be able to talk with them, and so on. I have the feeling that we have to work more on that. This is just an opinion. That's it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Good comment, though. So if folks are maybe you're a member of data mining knowledge discovery community, or you've used those techniques in the past, maybe you've included the use of domain ontologies with those, which I do know that some data mining folks are combining domain knowledge in their algorithms. Do we have any other comments? Now's your chance, folks. Looks like Joel.
Oh, yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
This is Steve Ray. Are you going to be talking about any of your smart grid stuff, or are you considering part of that to be part of another track or its own track? Or?
Actually, I'm sorry I couldn't put my hand up on the chat because I'm actually driving right now, but I'll be back at a computer in about 5 minutes. But, yeah, I was thinking of having some kind of a session on smart grid and would love to invite anyone who has that as an interest to get in touch with me, and we could try and put something together on that regard. And actually, while I have a moment here, I was going to wonder, Leo, were you thinking of, in this session right now, of inviting anyone else to step forward as a track champion or something and make their availability known or willingness known, or how are you hoping to get that input
I think that now that folks understand a little bit about the structure, we've been doing this a little bit differently this year, where we're focusing on initially on sessions and trying to discover the areas of interest and map those to the tracks. But what we're interested in are participants in both the sessions and in the track. So if you think you may be interested in becoming a track champion because perhaps you're interested in some aspects of the track, then volunteer. Now is a good time, and as email flows in the distribution list, If you are interested, volunteer. The track champions are essentially the people that try to facilitate at a higher level the sessions and the topics and distill the results of their track sessions for the communique. So they're actually co-editors of the communique in addition to the lead editor. So this may be an opportunity for people who are interested in specific track topics to make a real contribution. So you could state that in the chat or in the distribution list, and we're very interested in volunteers. Thank you, Steve. Okay, we have a few more. Maria? Star 7, Maria, to unmute. Your own phone may be muted, too. Star 7? Maria? Star 7? Oh. You're on Skype. Okay. Peter, do you know how she would unmute on Skype?
Yes, it's under the call drop down menu. There's a show dial pad. Wait, read like about four or five lines right above where you just typed. Can you find it? It's under the call. Yeah, when you have the dial pad, then do star 7. No?
Well, Maria, keep trying. We'll go to Deborah first, and we'll keep you on the queue and see if you can unmute.
Right.
Deborah?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay. Let's see, I'm interested in the large-scale domain applications track and working with whoever
great.
Is going to want to work on that, and particularly the architecture engineering domain and how that ties to smart cities and smart grid, public safety, and some new vocabularies we have going on, and especially as this, if you look at specific buildings of healthcare and how ontologies might help us to link up some of this building data with activities going on in hospitals and clinics and research labs and that kind of thing.
Ah, okay, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to mute myself again.
Okay. Have we had any success, Maria? Perhaps you would want to type in your comment or question in the chat room, in the chat area. Okay, yes, she's typing. Or she will be typing. Okay. In the meantime, Deborah, you may want to remove yourself from the queue. Okay. Maria has a comment. she wanted to illustrate the eLICO project, which extends semantic scientific workflows with data mining ontologies and domain ontologies. That's great. That is the combination that people have expressed an interest in recently here. So Yes, okay. So, yeah, Nicola mentioned for people who are working on data mining. So, Maria, so that may be, you may want to make a contribution to the one of the tracks, the domain application track, especially on or the big data track on combination of using ontologies and data mining. That would be great. Let's see, any other comments? Ali? Star 7?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, okay. I just wanted to mention in with respect to the publicity that we want to be doing, if we want to get attention in the broader media, we might want to make sure that at least one of our tracks is about something concrete that interests the media. Perhaps Smart Grid would be something that would do it, or an example of a complex system which resonates with the broader public, geoengineering or any number of things. But something like that, it would help if we can pick something and also start developing a story around it.
Yes, good comment. I think that the complex and big domain applications track will probably have a couple candidates, and I know Smart Grid is one of them, or e-government, for example, as Todd is suggesting.
The reason I was bringing that up is if we can pick something soon, then I could start contacting people at like Wired and Science American to try to get some coverage, maybe throughout the process. So that was that.
Good, yes. So we'll have to talk about that probably in the distribution list, but I think that's a good comment.
Leo?
Todd.
I wasn't referring just to e-government. I meant government in general, in terms of organization, the processes, the people. Or if we wanted to make it more constrained, we could get down to the actual construction of legislation. If you've looked at any legislation, at least say in the United States, it's very bizarre and very difficult to read. And logically, it's absolutely confusing in many cases. I'm sure the same thing is true in Europe also.
Yes, well, it's definitely a big system. So, yeah, that may be worth pursuing, Todd. I mean, so you may want to elaborate that a little bit more. I think Rosario is mentioning that, you know, a smarter city is kind of along those lines, perhaps at a smaller scale. Any other comments? This is the beginning, folks. So I'm sure you'll have other comments you'd like to make. We'll probably have to make those during the follow-on when we're discussing these things in the distribution list and also at the sessions. I guess what I'd like to do now, if there are no more comments, is to look at the final slide set, which is just a couple slides on the conclusion and follow-up and what the next steps are. So if you'd like to bring that up, what we'll look at is slide 2. Just to let everyone know that the next session is January 19th. This will be our second one. The topic is really ontology for big systems. What's in scope? We've addressed some of these issues already, but we'd like to open it up to the larger audience and begin to understand exactly what we're talking about for ontologies for big systems. And the core organizing committee is actually having a meeting tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have better ideas on the focus that we will tackle. We've had a lot of discussions about these tracks and where things, various things fall within these tracks. What we hope to do is have that solidified. You should also mark your calendars because we're going to have a session at the same time, basically every Thursday. So there will be sessions addressing different aspects, different tracks. There'll be panels and panelists, and the session co-chairs will provide presentation guidance and also lead the discussion at these sessions. The track champions will, overall provide discussion guidance and moderate and synthesize the discourse. Eventually, they'll reduce the results into a contribution to the communique. And, of course, the communique lead editors will facilitate the contributions and write up the communique. So the communique will be finalized, hopefully before the symposium, and at the symposium, we can discuss the results of the three-month virtual session, which is the summit, and the communique, and then affirm our own support for the communique. So slide three, the chairs, the co-organizing committee, and the advisory committee members, we're all going to be assisting session and track champions and the communique co-editors, both in the structure of the sessions and tracks and the inclusion of the results into the final communique. At the end, after our symposium, the communique will actually be published in the Journal of Applied Ontology. That's been the tradition for the last few years, for which we thank Nicola and Mark as the editors of Applied Ontology. So your next steps are basically actively contribute to the list, to the wiki, and come to the sessions. If there are no final comments, then we'll end this first session and invite you all to participate in Ontology Summit 2012. Thank you.
Great session. Thank you.
Thank you all.